Alicia Canvola didn't realize how important taste is until her White Rabbit frozen yogurt restaurants became one of the 13 new entrants this year, and the crowds began to swarm on Saturday. Near the end of the day yesterday, the owner says she had lost track of how much yogurt had come out of the machines in the back of her tent. Canvola says business was great.
Yeah, well, definitely. We've been seeing that the whole day. We've been having people coming in and out, people trying all our different flavors. We have something fruity, they're getting that. We have something chocolatey. We have sea salt caramel pretzel, which has been a really big favorite here.
Canvola says she expects taste to really expose her 7 locations to potential customers, something many restaurants say about the 2-day event, showing potential customers new foods and new restaurants. Taste First Vice Chair Jen Mitri says there's turnover every year as former participants decide not to come back.
Our new restaurants that we had on site this year, we had 13 newbies here this year, and I mean they were phenomenal. Nothing, you know, per se out of the ordinary, but they were great. They stepped up and didn't miss a beat and kept up with our 450,000 guests.
All of those guests seemed to be eating and drinking as they checked their tickets and found out the price and decided, why not? Mike Desmond, WBFO News.